Well, let's take a moment. Interesting year compared to 2011.
Yeah, it sure is. Very early conditions, dry and warm, so we go from a very late planting 2011, you know, June planting crop to, you know, some areas 1st of April. You know, in eastern Indiana, it's pretty much finished up both with corn and beans already here in, you know, the middle part of May. So just a very different year altogether.
So has that presented any specific new set of challenges for the farmers this spring?
Yeah, I really think it has. I mean, if you look at a very warm winter climate, has allowed the insect pressures to really build. I'm seeing bean leaf beetle pressures on the early planted beans, not meeting threshold levels yet, but in my 10 years in the field, more pressure of a lot of insects. I mean, we're looking at armyworm. We had early flights of black cutworm. So just overall, I think we're going to have to monitor this crop with a close eye throughout the season because as we get into that corn borer pressure time frame, western bean cutworm, we've got an early corn rootworm hatch. So insects are going to be there, and we need to be in the fields and monitor those probably more than we ever have.
So what's the recommendation? How often do we need to be out there?
You know, I think as we progress in the growth stages throughout the bean and corn crop, probably once a week, you know, if it's a consultant, if it's somebody within the farming operation, if it's one of our salesmen, our district sales managers, myself as an agronomist, I think it's just constant communication with our newsletters, our email, just seeing what those hot topics are so we make sure we're aware of what's going on in the field.
We've been talking for months about how early everything has been because of that early warmth in February and March that brought weeds on. Are we seeing some additional weed pressures right now, or have we been able to do a pretty job of controlling things?
You know, believe it or not, it's totally opposite of last year. We were so late, we couldn't get in the field to do any burn down. This year, it seems to me that a lot of farmers were proactive. They knew what they faced last year. They got out in March, put 2,4-D dicamba Roundup, a lot of residuals, whatever residual, the flavor they liked, and we kept everything clean. Then we got in and planted, so now our crop's off and growing. Yeah, we are dry in areas. We did receive some heavy rains, you know, a couple weeks ago that's causing some replant, but for the most part, we're clean. We've got our crop. It's going to canopy, so I think we're on top of some of those hard-to-kill weeds.
Here at Monsanto, we've heard about the weed resistance issue. We've been talking about it. Farmers have been hearing about it. Do you think that it's reached the point that they understand what we're talking about and what needs to be done to make sure that it doesn't get any worse?
Yeah, I really do. You know, the last couple of years, we've really focused with our dealer force and the growers that we work really close with across eastern Indiana, the importance of residual herbicides. And I look now that a lot of the acres in northeast Indiana, we're probably over 70-75% of those acres, especially in the bean market, get a good burn down with the residual. This year, we were able to do that. A lot of growers wanted to last year, but Mother Nature just didn't allow us to get in and do a residual and then plant. So I think that whole issue is just about how we are stewards of the chemistry and how we use multiple modes of action to go out in the fields and handle some of those tough-to-kill mare's tail, giant ragweed, whatever the weed spectrum is in that given area of the marketplace.